is TechStrong TV.
I'm Bonnie Schneider for TechStrong TV. In the fight against carbon emissions, the role of digital measurement, reporting, and validation is crucial. And joining me now to talk about this important topic and discuss DMRV is Brahm Singh. Brahm, thank you so much for joining us. Brahm is the chairman of Verdana, a leading player in the sustainability and carbon movement. So thank you so much, Brahm. We really appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure. This is a great opportunity to share what's been happening on our side in sustainability. So please, I'm very thankful.
Great. Well, Brahm, can you share with us what motivated you to make the move from telecoms and data centers to the sustainability and carbon management sector with Verdana?
So, Bonnie, data centers, you know, they consume 40 times the energy of a similar sized commercial facility. So they better be tied at the hip to sustainability. Now, you know, struggling with energy issues for years, I met up with this young group of people who were setting up Verdana, and they showed me everything that was wrong with sustainability and with people like me. They and I agreed on one thing, though, that the way out was to digitize the pain points. And I saw what they were doing, and I then decided to move in with them. And, you know, it's been great. I feel young again, doing something useful for a change with my life. So it's fun. Yeah.
That is good. It's very invigorating to have that experience. So how does the use of digital measurement, reporting, and validation, also known as DMRV, contribute to reducing carbon emissions?
So Bonnie, if the problem is people like me, then it's best to get them out of the equation. And that's what DMRV does. So here's the thing. Just think about it. Today, the carbon trade is a multi-billion dollar business, right? With no commensurate reduction in greenhouse gases. Why is that, one would ask? And it's because the system is being gamed. And I can go into detail. I won't. But if you want, there are three major issues.
Go ahead. Feel free.
Okay. So, you know, the three things. One is the validation on the ground, whether a project is worthy of carbon credits. This is extremely human intensive. The validator has to go there. He has to check it out. He has to interact with the project. Then he's paid by the project, creating a conflict of interest there. And the system is being gamed. So that's one. Second one is, you know, it's an invisible commodity, Bonnie. You know, and invisible commodity means the amount of fraud multiplies. And you have instances where the same carbon credit is sold to multiple buyers. And then, of course, you have the matter of international double count. This guy sells the credit, this guy buys it, and both show a reduction in greenhouse gases. All of this can be minimized or eliminated by DMRV. And that is where this thing plays a part. People know this. The offset purchaser, if you ask them, there was a report I just read today, and it says that it's number one. When the guy who's buying the offset, his number one concern is it being measured properly? Is the verification done properly? Is it being reported properly? I'm paying money for this carbon credit to offset my footprint. Is it a valid carbon credit, or is it greenwashed? So this being the concerns, what Verdana does, Bonnie, is to create an immutable digital link between the remote carbon footprint and the people receiving the information, like, you know, government bodies, registries, exchanges. So that's what DMRV does, at least from the Verdana, in the Verdana scheme of things.
I'd like to take a deeper dive into that. So how does Verdana use blockchain technology to enhance validation and certification of carbon offset credits?
Okay. So the blockchain part is simple, Bonnie. Blockchain is just a, you know, it's a bookkeeping mechanism. It's digital ledgers. So it allows for accurate, immutable bookkeeping. Okay, see what it does. Huh? I told you about the invisible carbon credit and how it can be sold to multiple buyers. Well, with blockchain, that's not possible because the blockchain will keep a record of the provenance of that carbon credit. Where did it come from? Has it been sold before? And if it is sold, the blockchain then burns that carbon credit and it's no longer available. So there are very strong checks and controls that only a blockchain can offer. But that, like I said, that part is simple. The tough part, Bonnie, is to extend the blockchain's immutability to the distant carbon footprint. That's the trick. That's the secret sauce, right? I mean, the blockchain is immutable. It does its job perfectly, but how do you feed accurate, immutable data to it? And that's the trick. And that's what Verdana has done. It takes the immutability of a blockchain all the way to the distant footprint. And then you have and then it connects the blockchain to digital registries like Sir Carbono. So we don't connect with everyone. If you're not digital, I don't want to connect with you. Right. But if you're digital like Sir Carbono, please let's come get together. We get together on a blockchain bridge, and now you have the immutable digital link from the footprint to the registry. And this is something that the World Bank has been, fighting this battle in the sustainability world to digitize. If there's one body that I applaud, it's the World Bank, because they keep pushing for all of us to digitize. And I wish everyone listened to them.
How do you guarantee the accuracy in these areas?
Through transparency, Bonnie, through transparency, something the trade can learn, we provide registries with a digital dashboard from where they can see their project. So the registry can, one registry said to me, I want one dashboard on which I can see all my projects and see what's happening there in real time and minimize my using human validators to go there. They can still be there, but at least I can see what's happening. So this is what one registry asked of us. Now, we do this for them, and then the calculations we do are based on their methodology, not ours. So look what happens. They get a dashboard, they see what's happening on the ground, and the math that's being used is their math. They say, this is the methodology we want you to follow, and that's what the machine does. And so that transparency is how we guarantee the accuracy. That the question you asked was, how do we guarantee the accuracy? Well, that's how we do it.
Well, that's definitely interesting. In one aspect, I was wondering about the privacy. So many people are concerned about their data being breached. How does Verdana safeguard the privacy of the information that's gathered during the carbon offset credit validation process?
Through authentication, various levels of authentication, these kids are put together. It's almost irritating to I have to go through hoops to get the information. So, for example, if you're a registry, then you have an authentication process that only you and your people can access your information. No one else can. These are tried and tested standard measures in the IT world, which are put in place, firewalls, etc., to ensure that I can't see the information that belongs to you. It's impossible.
We have a lot of people that are watching that work in the DevOps, DevSecOps, and cyber communities. I was wondering if you could tell me how Verdana's DMRV platform is compatible with other tools and systems that might be employed by these workers.
Sure, Bonnie. It's simple. We are open source. There's nothing proprietary. Everything we do is open source. And then we use REST APIs, they call them, and blockchain bridges to connect to other people in the ecosystem. So not only is our platform based on open source, it's also connects to people very easily. There's nothing proprietary, there are no walls, except of course the walls against unauthorized access, which I spoke to you about. But other than that, it's a completely open system. We invite and welcome everyone to come and join us. We then also want to be part of the great ecosystem, the greater ecosystem. For example, I mentioned the World Bank. They have created something called the CAD Trust, which is a kind of a meta layer, call it an umbrella registry, that everyone can connect to and see all the information available out there from different registries to actually address the issue of double counting that I mentioned, one of the big issues, right? I mean, both sides are counting lowering of emissions, which is inaccurate. If I'm lowering my emission then because of credits I bought from you, then you need to up yours, up your information, your emission in your accounts. That doesn't happen. And so all of this is done through the transparency that we have learned actually from the World Bank, and we follow those methods.
Well, looking at the big picture, how has the interest in carbon offset credits evolved in recent years?
Well, it's huge. If you look at the history of carbon credits, right? Carbon became a commodity in 1997 under the Kyoto Protocol. And almost instantly, it was a success. And the trading began. The carbon prices went through the roof, and carbon trading was just exploded until people found how the system's being gamed. And then the Paris Accord came with the intention to sort things out, and they're trying to, and the only way they can sort it out is through digitization. But it is slow getting all the countries to come together and make decisions is a slow, excruciating process. And I'm sorry to say the can keeps getting kicked down the road. Mm-hmm. So what has taken up the slack, Bonnie, is the voluntary market. So because the various companies, for all good reasons, want to do something about their carbon footprint. And so they want to buy offsets. And this is, so that's why a voluntary market has come up to supply them the offsets that they need. Now, how has it evolved? I think one of the major changes that happening again, you know, people like World Bank are sponsoring it, is telling these companies, don't just buy offsets to reduce, rather than do something real to reduce your carbon footprint. So for example, now United and other airlines, I believe, are rather than buying offsets, are using sustainable fuel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. No, I was just gonna say, we just have a few minutes left. I wanted to ask one final question. What are the advancements and developments that you anticipate for the sustainability and carbon management industry in the future?
Bonnie, the digitization and countries opening their own national digital registries. This is the next thing that's gonna happen, because you know, the kind of confusion that's taking place today, kicking the can down the road, can't continue. So I foresee countries having national registries, strong bodies, digital registries. And that's I think, if we talk again in a year's time, I hope to see, you know, both of us can see that happen, that countries are creating strong national digital carbon registries. If that happens, you know, that's progress.
Well, Brahm Singh, thank you so much for joining us from Verdana. We really appreciate the interesting facts that you provided in this industry and how it's growing and the developments that are ahead for the future. Thanks for joining us, Brahm.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for making time.
My pleasure. Well, stay with us. We have a lot more coming up on Tech Strong TV. I'm Bonnie Schneider.